Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got two of the leading JFK researchers with the 45th anniversary coming up this weekend. Joining us in the next hour, then continual open phones and all this other important world news like Senator Inhofe identifying who threatened the Congress with martial law 5 weeks ago to pass the bailout. Now almost 6 weeks ago. Right now, let's go to Sun in Chicago, a first-time caller. Go ahead, Sun.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
How are you?
Pretty good, other than watching my country be consolidated by a bunch of crooks.
Yeah. Alex, I apologize. This doesn't necessarily have to do with anything in particular.
There's no topic.
Okay. I am a new listener. I've just started listening to you in the last 2-3 weeks. And, well, I'm sort of coming out of the grieving process, if you will, in terms of, I guess, realizing a lot of the things that, as everybody else has been told, and am finding out that much of it is false. And it sort of gives you a sense of, you know, not being attached to something. But having said that, there's an awful lot of information that you guys have been sharing with us. And having said that, I've started talking with other people, but naturally there seems to be some, you know, obvious resistance. And I guess what I'm trying to find out is there a site or a resource where a person or a group, you know, regional places where, you know, people can meet, or communities where they can talk and interact and, you know, share ideas and so on?
You've always got to, you know, beware, and by that, just be dubious. You know, don't be trusting because of the nature of the web, but you can find great people. There are the Ron Paul meetups around the country.
Okay.
There are a lot of other organizations. They're going to have the In the Fed group going out and protesting the Fed coming up. That's going to be in Chicago as well, where you live, in 38 other locations or 37 other locations around the country. There are 9/11 truth groups in every major city. There are, you know, all sorts of organizations and groups where you can meet like-minded people and then go to a group setting and find out, you know, who you'd like to work with or who you'd like to be involved with. It's kind of like looking for a church. I mean, you've got to go and check them out.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Good to hear from you, son. Appreciate it. Dave in Wisconsin. You're on the air, David.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Okay. Is it true when I looked on the internet that oil is $50 a barrel now?
Yeah, I think it's below 50.
Yeah, it dipped below. Lindsay Williams is reliable, obviously.
Well, he really did work for Atlantic Richfield.
Well, yeah, I'm old enough where I read that book in the 70s, and it's so weird how what goes around comes around again. You weren't even alive or whatever, and now you're talking about that and everything, and I just wanted to tell you that now is the time for everybody to just go out to their neighbors and their family and stuff and say the things that they've learned from you and others, and they'll be credible because it's all coming true, and their credibility is going to go sky high right now. Now is the time to go public.
I agree.
And then there's one more thing, just for you personally. It's to stay pure, you know, and be in the power of God like you are. You know, there's other Christians that talk a bunch of nonsense, you know, but like we're not supposed to stand up for human rights and the things that you do. But stay pure and the power will flow. The evil guys, the Luciferians and all that, we're going to reap something that they sowed. But we're going to stand. And isn't it better to die than to stand up or live in that controlled world?
Definitely. Absolutely. Absolutely. God bless you, my friend.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
GCN listeners, now you can transform your living room's HDTV into a virtual war room command center with ZV. ZV turns your computer into your own HD channel that broadcasts throughout your home to all your HDTVs. Enjoy any internet audio feed, podcast, video feed, radar, free movies, and TV shows. Anything that can be viewed on your PC can be controlled from your couch with the ZV remote with its built-in mouse touchpad. Plus, the easy on-screen ZV menu provides a gateway to premium content, such as online movies, TV shows, news, and more. And all in HD and just a click away. With ZV, there are no subscriptions or download fees. The ZV is bundled with everything you need to easily get started. Get your ZV today at freedomonmytv.com. That's freedomonmytv.com. Or call us today at 800-611-1776. That's 800-611-1776. Call today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've had both Jim Mars and Robert Roden on separately, but never had them on together. So for this hour and a little bit of the next, I thought we'd have them on together. Kind of like we had Professor David Ray Griffin and Professor Stephen Jones on together yesterday. And we will continue with your phone calls on a host of issues because both of these men can speak to them. But it is the 45th anniversary of the shadow government. The COG killing Robert F. Kennedy in Dealey Plaza. That's coming up in just a few days. And Robert Groden and Jim Mars will both be there. Jim has a cold, but he's still doing the show today, and he's having a bad connection on his phone line, so we're bringing him up here in just a few minutes. But so much is happening for the 45th anniversary. There's all these different hit pieces on Discovery Channel, History Channel, coming out that are really becoming comical. Robert Groden and Jim Mars, I can't think of two people more prominent than these two men when it comes to the JFK investigation movement. People that have brought forward more information, done more research, investigated as long, been intimately involved with the case itself than Robert Groden and Jim Mars. I mean, Robert Groden brought out the Zapruder film and a bunch of other key information. The list goes on and on. So bringing up Robert Groden, I look forward to seeing him up there this weekend at the Grassy Knoll and we're going to stay over Monday and interview him there, so it'll be rebroadcast on Monday for the JFK film we're making. Mr. Grodin, good to have you on with us.
Great to be on, Alex. Thank you.
Did you have a good experience last time you were on? Have a big response?
Absolutely. You have a good listenership, and they're open-minded, and they understand. It's excellent.
I meant to ask you this when we first got you online, but I didn't have a chance to talk to you. Did you see the Inside the Shooter Car program put out by this Erickson fellow?
What a total phony that whole show was. I was actually there in the plaza when they were filming it, and they were making so many mistakes. I went up to them, and I told them, I pointed out, showed them the photographs that they had the angles and positions all wrong. They wouldn't listen to me. They said, oh, it's not important. It doesn't matter. Of course it matters.
Well, with forensics. That's what jumped out at me, is they said that if they would have fired from the knoll, it would have gone through Kennedy's head on the side and hit Jackie. But the knoll was firing diagonally more from the front. I mean, they were way off there. Also, they acted like all the Secret Service testimony about the car, which they grabbed, hid, you know, tore out, refurbished, acted completely guilty. So all that's based on fraud. So I specifically, because you're one of the leading experts on this, and we're going to talk to Mars in a moment, since you've seen the program, I refuse to be interviewed by him, by the way, for a 9/11 truth film he's making, because what his specialty is doing quack scientific reenactments to try to flim-flam the public kind of along the CSI line. But there were hundreds of comments within minutes of the show ending on the Discovery Channel website, and literally 97% of them, it was over 100 comments I saw, and three of them were agreeing with the show. People were like, this is so one-sided. You know, I never, you know, really thought that it was more than a lone gunman, but now I do. You're covering up. I mean, it was so obvious. So Robert Grodin, break down Inside the Shooter Car.
Well, the whole thing was a fraud to begin with, but you just mentioned about Jackie would have been hit, you know, based on what they showed. First of all, they had the bullet hit nearly 4 inches too far to the front from where it actually did hit, number one. They had the president's head angled about 30 degrees too far, if you were looking at it from the top, from up above.
Yeah, it was leaning over. It was leaning way forward.
Yeah, it was way too far forward, but it was also, they also had Jackie sitting too far back, the actress playing Jackie. They had everything wrong. Nothing was right. But then again, considering they've done three other shows in the past that were even just as dishonest as this, perhaps even more so, It's not surprising.
Well, go over the car because I mean they ran off and refurbished that and hid that. And there were reports of bullet holes all over it, the windshield.
Right, absolutely. There's you know the one thing that they said, one line that they used in the show is a shot would have had to go through the windshield, and we know that didn't happen. Well, we don't know that it didn't happen. There's a half a dozen witnesses that said it did happen. One person actually stuck a pencil through the hole itself. So there's just lots and lots of problems with it, grossly dishonest, and this is basically an Empire Strikes Back type situation. It's the government, through these idiots, trying to convince us of another lie.
Well, let's go over the car. I mean, what they did with the president's limousine.
Well, yeah. As soon as the car was at Parkland Hospital, the Secret Service gave orders to swab out the car. They got a bucket, they got sponges, and they were cleaning out the car, destroying the crime scene.
And they even admit that on the TV show.
Yeah, but it didn't seem to bother them. You know, they take the testimony of two witnesses that saw some of the evidence, but not all of it, and they only deal with the stuff that makes them happy. It's exactly what the Warren Commission did.
Well, the whole way they took the Chrysler back to the factory, the way they refurbished it in a week, the way they were so secretive about that, I mean, right there is the guilt. Going to Jim Mars, Jim, when I called you Sunday night with my mouth hanging open halfway through the TV show, I said, are you watching this? You said, no, I'm taping and I'm watching the Cowboys get their butt kicked. Have you had a chance to see Inside the Shooter Car produced by Laurel and Hardy?
Yes, I have, and it's just as bad as I thought it was going to be, and that's why I didn't even bother to watch it, because I have, through my own personal experience, having co-produced a program for Discovery and having dealt with several producers who have tried to sell programs to Discovery. I hate to say this, but there's so many people who think that if it's on the Discovery Channel, it must be right. And yet I'm here to tell you, when it comes to Kennedy assassination, when it comes to UFOs, when it comes to other strange things, the Discovery Channel will not run the truth. Their attitude is, for example, on UFOs, we'll buy a program from you if you ridicule people who see UFOs. Kennedy assassination, we'll buy a program from you if you'll support the Warren Commission. That's basically their attitude. And this show was just, well, it's so ludicrous. It's and as Robert has said, nothing they did was correct. But the main thing is, and without getting into technicalities, they said they built this wooden frame and put some seats in it and said, this represents the car. And they said, we got these dummies and we've got this jello for brains, and we're going to take a shot and we're going to see if this doesn't prove Oswald did it. And they said, everything is exactly the way it was in November of 1963.
They say this is conclusive.
Except we're going to use a modern telescopic sight for accuracy. Well, that blows the whole thing. Oswald didn't have a telescopic sight for accuracy. He had a cheap 12-point sight, and he was not shooting at a stationary target. He was shooting at a target moving laterally downhill away from him with a tree intervening in the line of sight, and yet we're told he hit twice out of three shots within 6 seconds. It's just ludicrous.
Well, Jim, and they also kept saying, we have conclusively proven it was Oswald from the school book depository building. He did it. We have proven it. It's incredible. This is the greatest discovery ever. We're geniuses.
And they didn't prove anything.
Well, they keep talking about their sharpshooter. Absolutely. Why couldn't he make the shot with the piece of junk, five and dime scope?
Well, here's the thing. Their shooter was shooting from a crane, you know, that was pushed him up there approximately six floors. He had all the time in the world to take his shot. I'm sure they probably did it several times. His rifle is braced, and he's using a modern, accurate scope, and he's shooting at a stationary target. Hey, I could make that shot, okay? But the point is that just because they can set up everything and take all day to do it and make a shot that hits the side of the dummy's head, what does that prove? That just proves they could do that. It doesn't mean Oswald made two hits out of three shots in 6 seconds.
What about Robert Groden just brought up? And I mean, I'm no master poobah like you guys that know every inch of this thing and study it continually. But I mean, I've been at the knoll many times, and I knew that that the grassy knoll shot was coming, you know, more from the front than it was from the side. But they say in the show the guy was basically straight on at the side and then would have blown Jackie's head off. I mean, that is just ridiculous.
No, it is ridiculous, and it does not even match the known medical evidence, which was apparently, and by all of the best evidence, Kennedy was struck in the right temple area in the hairline as he was leaning to the left with his chin down, which then took out the right rear portion of his head. Every doctor at Parkland said he had a huge gaping exit wound right rear portion of his head.
Robert Groden, in his new book, and I think you should put it out even quicker, I've seen the photos, folks. You know, Groden gets out with the Subruder. He gets out with these. He's got the sources. I mean, the whole back side of his head's blown off, and it's clearly he's been shot in the front of the head, Robert.
Oh, absolutely. Shot from the front, no question about it. But one thing I've got to say, and everyone seems to be walking on eggshells with this one here, and I'll mention it. I know that you would. I know you'd have no objection to this. The man producers picked as their so-called expert on the assassination was Gary Mack, the archivist of the sixth floor.
All right, stay there. We've got a break, Robert. We'll hear about this when we get back on the other side. of this quick break. Stay with us. And then we'll also ask the question, they wouldn't even show the Zapruder film. They showed computer simulations. Why did they do that?
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
If a low credit score is keeping you from getting the car, home, business loan, or credit cards you deserve, this message is for you. RadioCreditSecrets.com can show you how to raise your credit score up to 249 points in the next 90 days or less. RadioCreditSecrets.com has successfully shown others how to pay off their overdue bills for as little as 30 cents on the dollar. Also included are three credit strategies attorneys and credit repair companies don't want you to know about. This alone could save you up to $1,000 and show you the inside secrets to legally remove negative items from your credit file and raise your score fast. Learn the secrets that banks, credit bureaus, and collection agencies don't want you to know. All this 100% risk-free. Go to RadioCreditSecrets.com. That's RadioCreditSecrets.com. Or call 801-325-5152. That's 801-325-5152. 5152.
This message has been brought to you by RadioCreditSecrets.com.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Robert Groden, Jim Mars, the two twin peaks of the JFK investigation movement. Both of these men have tirelessly contributed to exposing the inside job of the assassination. Okay, Robert, you got interrupted by the break there. You were talking about who they use as their expert in this film. Please continue.
Yes, they used Gary Mack, who is the archivist for the Sixth Floor Museum, and the Sixth Floor Museum is in all probability the strongest mouthpiece for the Warren Commission that exists in the world today. it's unbelievable. Here's a man who has done nothing in the history of the case to try to solve it. He used to be a great spokesman on our side until they offered him the job there, and then he sold out to the other side. It's very, very sad. I was there, for crying out loud. I was showing them that they were wrong, and they absolutely ignored me. They knew who I was. There's no question about that. They admitted it.
Now, weren't you offered the job at the book building, too?
I was actually offered a higher job than he has. He's the archivist. I was offered the job as director. But they made it very, very clear to me that I would have to sell out, and I could not talk about the conspiracy.
And, folks, that's when you know this is real. I have been approached many times. I mean, this is real, folks. Please continue.
Well, that's it. I just absolutely refused to do it. My integrity meant more to me than the money that they offered me, which at the time, I believe, if I remember correctly, was $180,000 a year.
Unbelievable. When did they offer you that?
Oh, gosh, that was about 20 years ago.
Jim, your take on all of this and on this individual.
Yeah, well, let me tell you this. I'm looking at a copy of a publication called Cover-Ups, October 1982, and the editor and publisher is Gary Mack, the same Gary Mack who was on the program Sunday night and who is now a curator at the 6-4 Museum. And on the front page of Cover-Ups, edited and published by Gary Mack, we have a picture of what has become known as the Badge Man. And this is a figure firing a rifle or some weapon that is taken from the Mary Mormon photograph, and which he published right here on the cover of Cover-Ups. And the figure is to the north of the southwest corner of the picket fence on the grassy knoll. And this was his own publication. Now, on Sunday night's program, he takes us far to the west of the corner of the fence, the totally opposite direction of where this Badge Man photograph is, and makes a big deal out of saying, there's nothing here, folks. We've checked, and there was no shot from the grassy knoll.
Let me just say this.
Has Gary forgotten that it was his own work and his own story that points out the Badge Man who's in the opposite direction of what he pointed out Sunday night?
Absolutely. I mean, just watching his body language, they all had guilty smiles on their faces. Cheshire Cat smiles. It just oozed. And that's why the people commenting on the Discovery Channel website were throwing up. Great point that Jim makes, Robert.
Well, hey, let me add something here, too, that you probably don't know, Alex, and I'm not even sure if Robert knows this. But the point is that any time you do a study of what happened in Dealey Plaza, you've got to have absolutely 100% accurate data about the topography of Dealey Plaza. You've got to have the distances right. You have to have the elevations right. If it's off even an inch somewhere, then a few feet out, you're going to be off by a mile. You know, it's got to be accurate. So how do we know what the topography and what the numbers are for Dealey Plaza? Well, in May of 1964, the Dallas County surveyor, Robert West, and his associate, Chester Brenneman, were hired by the Warren Commission to do survey work in Dealey Plaza based on every frame from the Zapruder film. And they did their job, and they did all the distances, and they did all the elevations. And both of those men years ago told me, and I can verify this because I have a copy of their original plat map, that the Warren Commission altered their numbers. They changed the frame numbers. They changed the numbers. So anybody doing a computer simulation or a reenactment in Dealey Plaza using the numbers from the Warren Commission, it's going to be off. They are not going to be correct, and you can't pay any attention to
Robert,
it.
Comment on that.
Chester Brenneman, the man who was just mentioned by Jim a moment ago, testified that his numbers and his measurements were changed, and he was scared out of his wits because he was afraid that something was going to happen to him if he were to speak out about it. Eventually he did, and what Jim says is absolutely correct. One thing that is for sure too, that the way they positioned the model in the show the other night was way off. I mean, absolutely way off. Both for angle and for position.
Robert, stay there. Long segment coming up. We'll come right back to you to continue along that line of discussion. Right now, we're dissecting this incredibly disgusting piece.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you take nutritional supplements but don't notice any benefits? The problem is today's supplements contain things like DL-alpha tocopherol, a synthetic form of vitamin E derived from petroleum, or ferrous fumarate, an inorganic form of iron that can actually damage your body. Most of today's vitamin and mineral supplements are actually stressing your liver and kidneys. Find out what nutritionist Stephen Huer has learned from 30 years of extensive research. Learn which supplements work and which supplements harm your body and waste your money. So if you suffer from addictions, low energy, depression, low libido, poor sleep, digestive problems, allergies, slow healing, cancer, or just feel lousy, he can help. Call today for a free nutritional consultation at 888-988-3325. He's gathered the best of the best in a powerful five-step program. Get the real answers to your health questions. Call 888-988-3325 or visit LearnTheSecretsToYouth.com. That's LearnTheSecretsToYouth.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at FuelSaverINC.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811. Online, FuelSaverINC.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
Jim Mars and Robert Roden are our guests. If I can twist their arm to stay another 20, 30 minutes into the next hour, we'll take your calls. But I forgot to ask them during the break, so we'll ask them next break if they want to do that. Robert, start over. You got cut off by the break again with the line that you were discussing about how they'd altered, how the Warren Commission had gone in and changed and altered the surveys that they commissioned.
Well, Jim had brought up the subject, and he's absolutely right. But Chester Brenneman went on record, and actually there are sworn affidavits by him, saying how they changed the numbers. They altered the directions. They altered the measurements, which throws everything off. You know, you'd think that say, a quarter of an inch difference in the back of the president's head might not be so much. But it really is, because, as Jim pointed out again, when you go backwards, the farther away you get from the target, the greater the distance becomes. Now, when they fired the shots, they fired three shots at the dummy's head on the show. The first one was from the front, and it was a soft-nosed bullet, and it literally ripped the entire head off. That never happens in real life. No matter what, you know, you might have a great deal of damage, but it never blows the entire head completely off.
Because the skin is all bound and connected with tissue to the bone, so it may be like a big pop balloon, but still the head doesn't completely blow off.
Exactly. That was the first one. The second one fired from the front was a Carcano-type bullet, and it entered the head approximately 3.5 to 4 inches too far to the front of the head, at a head that was angled far more to the counterclockwise than it should have been. That's why when it exited from the side instead of the back. The president was hit much farther to the rear of the head, although it came from the front. It hit on the side, and that's the semantics of the whole thing. He wasn't hit in the front. He was hit from the front. The third shot that they fired was from behind. They hit 4 inches too high, and the damage on the prosthetic dummy that they were using was totally dissimilar to the actual autopsy evidence. The autopsy photographs and the description of the Dallas doctors does not match at all what happened to the dummy in their show.
And then
they never bothered to mention that.
And then they, and I want both of you to comment on this, they wouldn't show the Zapruder film. They would show a computer rendering of it, which in reality, because I went and pulled up the film, was different.
You're absolutely right.
Can you speak to that?
Right. Well, you see, what they claim is that the Zapruder film is too gory and that it would offend the sensitivities or sensibilities of the audience. That's absurd. That's absolutely ridiculous. We see more gruesome stuff than that on TV every day and in movies every day. And here we're talking about the single most important piece of evidence that we've got, and they pretend that it's not important enough to show. That's absolutely absurd. They know darn well that when you compare the Zapruder film or the Mormon photograph to their recreation, that they don't match at all.
Jim. Hey, Alex.
Yeah.
Number one, we don't even have to trust the statements of Chester Brenneman, and which, by the way, was confirmed to me also by the Dallas County surveyor, Robert West. He also told me that they had altered their numbers. But we don't have to trust their testimony. Chester Brenneman allowed me to make a copy of their original plat map, and all you have to do is compare their graph of numbers with Warren Commission Exhibit 884, and you can tell that they're not the same. They altered it. But here's something else. Also, on their map, they took note of the two yellow marks on the curb. That's a whole interesting thing, which happened to bracket right where the headshot was. And many people, particularly sniper experts, feel like that these two yellow paint marks were distance indicators for shooters to know exactly where the distance was, where the headshot was to take place. They also marked the area of a bullet shot on the curb on the south side of Elm Street. They also made a notation that where the first shot struck in the limousine up on Elm Street, they said this area hid behind tree for any shot from the depository as of this date, May 1964. All of these notations were deleted by the Warren Commission when they published their map.
I mean, that's evidence of guilt right there. Is
absolutely
the continual ongoing cover-up at thousands of different points. I mean, it's just one huge saga. But going back to the psychology, and I want to ask both of you this, both Robert Groden and Jim Mars, probably the two most knowledgeable people on the JFK assassination and the ensuing cover-up. Going back to one of your former colleagues, how did they get him to join the dark side? I mean, Robert was talking about Empire Strikes Back. It's like this guy was Anakin Skywalker and became Darth Vader.
Show him the money. Show him the money. I don't know what made him sell out, but he did. I mean, here's a guy who literally has done nothing on his own on this case. He carried a message from one researcher to the House Assassinations Committee. He took credit for the work of two other people. You know, he claims to have discovered the badge man that Jim just mentioned before. In fact, it was President Carter's sister, Ruth Stapleton, who found the badge man initially, and that was in Denver. I was there when she did it.
Well, he's one of the top guys now at the little brainwashing museum where they teach the official story there and bring the school kids through every day and the college students and the police and the rest of them. in the police academy. And then, Robert, you're out there, rain or shine, generally, on the grassy knoll. When you run into him, what do you say to him over the years?
We rarely do run into each other. When we do, I guess we're as courteous as we can be. But that's changing very rapidly because the sixth floor has done everything that they can through the years to try to get people on the other side of the issue out of Dealey Plaza. I mean, I've been arrested. I've been thrown in jail. I've been ticketed 80 times, harassed over 400 times. One time they even sent in Homeland Security with machine guns to try to get rid of me. And, it hasn't worked, and they haven't stopped trying.
Can you imagine what the Founding Fathers would say if they could see all of this? This country, I mean, look how guilty they act. And, of course, you're a major researcher. You and Jim, we were the big advisors, and, of course, yourself there on the ground for the JFK film, and you've written all these books, and you're the guy that brought up the Zapruder film and all of this. But, nope, the cops are, sorry, we're just going to arrest you. Anybody else can stand out here saying what they want, but you, Robert Grodin, you can't. Jim Mars, have you ever been harassed out there?
No, I can't say that I have. Of course, I don't go and hang around Dealey Plaza much myself. I did that enough years and years ago. In fact, I have a photograph that I took from the sixth floor window before they built the sixth floor up there. If you go to the sixth floor museum, you'll notice that they claim that we're not trying to make any statement here. We don't take a position on what happened to Kennedy, but they have plexiglassed off that whole corner there and put boxes up and left the window a little bit open, and they set the whole sniper's nest stage there as if to say, well, here's where it happened, folks, and here's what it was. But, of course, nobody from the public, in fact, they wouldn't even let Oliver Stone go up and film from the sixth floor window. Because when you stand in that window and you look down to the street, you realize that there's a tree blocking the line of sight. You can't see what's going on. But let me tell you one story.
Well, let me just throw something in real fast. Back 20-something years ago, that's what woke up Colonel Craig Roberts as a sniper, best-selling author on the subject, and a SWAT
right.
team guy. He went and looked in the window and was like, that's ridiculous. You couldn't make that shot in 6 seconds. You couldn't shoot three times. You couldn't shoot through that tree. And that happened to thousands of shooters, police, military, who sat there. But please continue.
Well, I don't know of any firearms expert, an expert in sniping, who buys the idea that Oswald was able to squeeze off three shots in 6 seconds with this really bad Italian war rifle that had a misaligned scope. People don't pay any attention to that either. Ronald Simmons of the Army's Ballistic Test Center told the Warren Commission they had to put three metal shims under the scope of the Oswald rifle just to make it accurate enough to test.
All right, let me stop you right there. That brings up, to both of you, but first, Robert, the Dallas Morning News a month ago came out and said, evidence, that this isn't the bullet that did it. Or we've now had Los Alamos Laboratories come out, and the Army did test. And so we're seeing sectors of the government coming out and overturning what had done previously. What do these new developments mean? And then, B, how is this coming from the government of all places?
Well, people like Jim and myself have always realized that issues of the ballistics evidence were invalid. The way they were testing, the type of testing they were doing, could prove a negative but could never prove a positive. That's the whole point. Yet the Warren Commission claimed that it did, in fact, prove a positive, and it never did. What they dealt with was the makeup of bullet fragments. And of the makeup, they tested for something like 20-odd different pieces of metal, types of metal. The only one of all of them that came even close was antimony. And it wasn't even right on. But they said that since one of all of these different elements matched close enough, they said it came from the same bullet. In fact, nothing could be farther from the truth. If they found nothing, they could prove that it did not. But the test itself never proves that it did.
But
now,
now
the government is finally admitting that.
Sure.
And people that have been convicted on that kind of evidence are now having their cases totally reviewed all over the place.
Well, I was bringing this up to the director of the film, as you said, who specializes in these fraudulent science hit pieces on the JFK researchers, and he would just kind of laugh at me, and he'd giggle, and I'd say, what about bullet fragments? He'd say, oh, there weren't any bullet fragments. And I'd say, but they admit there were, and then he would giggle. And then I said, well, the head's too far forward, and you didn't have it aligned right, and he'd giggle. I mean, I guess it's just kind of funny to these people.
Well, I think, Alex, you're missing the point here. I think the point of a program like this on the Discovery Channel goes back to one of the basic maxims of debate. It's an appeal to authority. Oh, it's on the Discovery Channel. They use scientific methods. It's got to be correct. And, of course, it's not. So, but this programs like this are not designed to convince thinking people, people like you and like Robert and people who know the case. They know that's not going to sway our opinions. What they're hoping to do, and it's the same thing they do with their control over the corporate mass media, which is to put out sound bites and headlines and these special channel programs, hoping to keep the controversy going. They're going to have a whole new generation of Americans who don't know squat about the assassination, and they watch the Discovery program, and they go, oh, well, I guess it is possible that Oswald did it all by himself.
But this is
The case continues in controversy, which has been the method of cover-up from the get-go. There's never been a lack of evidence. There's simply been obfuscation. They throw so much crap out there that the average person finally says, oh, man, I don't want to look at this anymore.
No, I understand. They put it into a process of debate and discussion where you're always, well, it's the same thing with the North American Union. It's
yes,
official government
document. Same thing with 9/11.
Well, but I mean, just briefly fleshing this out, it's in the official documents. They signed it. It's in the Canadian papers. They're merging our militaries. Bush gets up and has press conferences on C-SPAN saying we're already merging with Europe, the Transatlantic Treaty Agreement. But then when they go on our news, they say it doesn't exist, and then we always have a debate about whether it exists or not, instead of having a debate about do we want to be under this North American Union. Robert Grodin.
Well, absolutely. You know, it's propaganda and disinformation, and what they do is they just confuse the average member of the public. But in spite of all that they do, in spite of the power that they have over the press, the control over the press, the disinformation they put out, still 90% of the American people or greater always believe that there was, in fact, a conspiracy. The biggest part of the debate, the biggest part that people are not really sure of for the people out there is whether Lee Oswald was part of this conspiracy or not. But they understand that there was a conspiracy. Even the government admitted it in 1979. When the House Assassinations Committee wrote their report, the last official word on this, they said that there was a conspiracy. And in fact, that stands to this day. Yet the national news media just avoids it like crazy.
Well, that's what they do. They lie by omission. And you know, that's why I refuse to do the interview. But of course, you offered to be interviewed by me. I mean, you tried to warn them, Robert, and you know, obviously they didn't want to hear from you, as you said earlier. But I guess they thought that. How do you think they were going to come at me? I mean, I'm interested at that.
Well, you know, their concept is to ridicule anyone who tries to tell the truth. I was a witness at the second O.J. Simpson trial. And I testified as to specific photographic evidence, not to whether O.J. was guilty or not. That had nothing to do with it. Yet an element of the Sixth Floor Museum constantly brings up, well, Grodin testified for O.J. Simpson. He's got to be crazy. Well, you know, I wasn't paid for it. The Sixth Floor says, oh, Grodin did it for money. He did it for money. I didn't. I never got paid for it. And that wasn't the issue. The issue was that here's a guy who was in the same position that Lee Harvey Oswald appeared to be in. And I thought, well, you know, I've got proof that one particular photograph is a fake. I don't know whether O.J. did it or not. I never testified to that. What I testified to is that they had a phony photograph which was created by the National Enquirer, according to his own lawyers. paid $18,000 for it, had it done in Europe, and made millions selling their rag.
And then, of course, the cops also got caught with the blood additive in the blood sample, showing
exactly.
that they had planted blood. I mean, we're not weighing in for OJ, folks. The guy's obviously out of his mind. The point is, they tried to frame him, and so that's why he ended up getting off. Even if you think somebody's guilty, you can't frame them, folks. And so all Grodin did was go and document that was a fake photo.
Right. Well, you're right about the EDTTA and that was in his in the blood samples. There's also blood spatter evidence there, too, which proved to be untrue. Oh, by the way, as far as blood spatter evidence goes, on the show that they used, they were talking about blood spatter,
yes.
which they never actually got a chance to really test. Let me give you a quote. This quote is from a book. It's the textbook on blood spatter.
Stay there. Stay there. We'll get it after the break with Robert Grodin and Jim Mars. Give you both of them websites, books, videos, all available there. The premier experts on this. 45 years since the shadow government killed JFK, and they are striking back with all manner of flimsy propaganda that if you know where to look, you find out that it's literally a facade. We'll be right back.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
They'll be with us 20 minutes in the next hour to take your phone calls, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Both men, Robert and Jim, Jim first, plug your website, your books, your videos, your materials.
Well, you can go to jimmars.com. That's J-I-M-M-A-R-R-S.com. I've got a brand new book out right now, just hit, and it's already rising up the charts at Amazon.com, called Above Top Secret. And in there, I tackle 25 of the biggest mysteries, conspiracies going on right now, and including a whole chapter on who killed JFK. Now, if you want to get behind and get to the highest levels of who is behind the Kennedy assassination, you need to read my also recent book, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, which I believe is available on Alex Jones' site. And then for those of you listening who have a copy of my book, Crossfire, I am going to the conference in Dallas this weekend, and I'm going to have a number of new subject and name index for Crossfire. And once you have this, you'll be able to move through there. You'll find out things that you either forgot or never knew. For example, there was an attorney who overheard Jack Ruby and Lee Harvey Oswald plotting to kill Governor Connally, and reported this to the Texas authorities weeks before the Kennedy assassination. Who knew that? It's all there. It's in Crossfire. And with the new index, you can find everything you want to find.
Absolutely. And folks, do go to Infowars.com and get his Rise of the Fourth Reich book. Because if you want to understand, we're not saying they're German Nazis running America. We're saying those ideas came from England and the United States, that COG form of shadow government. That is his, who is in control today, and that's why they're setting up this fascist system. So please get The Rise of the Fourth Reich at Infowars.com. By the way, it's discounted, and I hope that you will give it to your friends and family this Christmas season, because people need to know this is not a joke or a game, and this book will blow you away. You've also got a lot of great books and videos as well, Robert Groden, over at your website.
Well, my website is JFKMurder.com. Virtually everything that I've got is on there, that which is still available. But the big thing isn't out yet. The new book is called JFK Absolute Proof. The book itself is finished, but it's not indexed and it's not proofread yet. So it'll be quite some time till it's ready. But when it is, it will be available. Now, my website is a free website. You can go there anytime you want to. There's no charge. And as soon as it's available, it'll be announced on the site.
By the way, again, I've seen some of the stuff that's in it that people haven't. I mean, I hope you got your door locked at night, bud, with the photos you've got.
Hmm. Oh, they're not here, believe me.
I mean, it is unbelievable. Oh, my goodness. Jim, I know you've probably seen those photos, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just. Robert, last time you wouldn't answer us, but where? I mean, how do you get all this? How do you get the Zapruder? How do you get the other photos and, I mean, all the evidence? I guess you just have the sources?
Well, there's absolutely no single point for all of these things. Different things came from different places, and through the years, when I became known as the photo guy in the Kennedy case because of the my release of the Zapruder film on Good Night America, people started coming to me. They wanted to see if I could find more stuff in their photographs and their films, and I always did the work for them for free. I never charged them a penny for it. But the deal was that I would have to be able to keep copies and release them when the time was right. And that's what I've done. I've released the films of the assassination, and through these three books, I wrote High Treason. High Treason had 186 photographs in it, but then I did The Killing of a President, which had 600 photographs.
Okay, back in 1 minute. Back in 1 minute. With Robert Groden and Jim Marsh. Stay with us. Your phone call straight ahead.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.